And as we said, what he was ma'amin wasn't Hashem. He didn't have to be a ma'amin by Hashem. He had Masoiras from Adam and from Noach and from the Sushalach, Shem Va'eva. What he had imunah was within himself, that he had this ability to build a relationship with Hashem. That's really the Yosodia. And that's based on the Yosod of Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. And as we saw last time we met, the concept of Avram Oivai, that Avram was called a Nadiv. Can't summarize what we've done up to now. He's going to do it for us. Aliba de emes chidush otzum chidush Avram Avinu bedar chazoy. What Avram Avinu did was an enormous chidush, and that's why no one agreed with him. I'm not talking about the Rishoyim. I'm talking about even Noach Tzadik couldn't grasp what Avram Avinu was talking about. Hachidushu sheev shelaivus haKodesh Baruch Hu. The chiddush on the one side is that you're able to love Hashem. And on the other side, Hashem loves us. In order to understand, for us that's possible, right? We all say Shema Yisrael 3 times a day, and Hashem loves us, I love Hashem and Hashem loves me, and it's all, you know, it's all good. But before you had a siddur, before you had these messiahs from Avivinu, what was the chiddush? So in order to understand how great this chiddush was, you have to understand what love means. What does it mean, ava, according to the hashkafas haTorah? We discussed this last time. Let's just go through it again. Yeah, we did do this, but okay, it's a good thing to do it again, even for those that weren't here. For those who were, yes, sorry, it's good to do it again. V'yine, me'avur b'divra chazal v'asorim ha'kadoishim o'ile sh'amusag ava pirusha. What is the definition of ava, of love? Is you give me what I want, right? That's the Western world's definition of love. The definition of love, according to Hashkafas haTorah, is hischayves letet ula'anik lelot tnai. It's an obligation to give and to nurture and to give. Let's just use the word give here. The Lord tonight, unconditionally. That means my giving to you is not tolerant, you're deserving what I'm giving you. I give to you because that's my bechira to give, because I love you. When a person makes the decision, the Bechira decision, that he's going to take care of this person and take care of all their needs and love them and worry about them and concern for them unconditionally, that decision, that obligation that a person takes upon himself, that gives birth to that emotional feeling of pleasure, that regesh of love. So the way we defined it in our language, just to bring it down to modern English, is the definition of love would then be as an emotional feeling of pleasure that you get when you take upon yourself to give unconditionally. That would be the working definition. This would be seen against all the other working definitions of love. Let's put them all together. It's not a single faceted emotion love. It's a love that every parent has for a child from the minute the child's born already. What's the child done? But why does this little crying, sniveling, messy little creature, okay, deserve all these feelings of love for? What did he do? How do you know what he's going to be? Could turn out to be not exactly what you expected, yeah? I once had a teacher in South Africa. If you're South African, you'll understand. If not, you have to use your own Masholim from down south, Minnesota or whatever. I had an Afrikaans teacher, okay, which already tells you a lot, who happened to be like a 10th Dan super duper karate expert, okay? He'd been in Japan for 20 years or whatever, and he was a big hulky guy, used to carry a gun. Because wherever he went, the Dutchman wanted to start up with him and like prove that he was stronger than them, so he just carried a gun, because he wasn't fighting that much. Anyway, his name was Eddie Dory. So he once told us, he said, listen, when you have a child, yeah, even if he wants to play the piano the whole day, what can you do? You'll have to love him, no? That was his definition of like the worst case scenario, you know, like this little oak, all he wants to do is play the piano the whole day. He says, so you love him, he's your child. So I don't know what, in England, who you would, you know, in America you'd have to go down south to find a guy like that, but in England I don't know where you find guys like this. A real salt of the earth, you know, like Afrikaner farmer type, you know, but that was his like worst case scenario, the biggest nightmare you ever have. This guy's going to sit and play the piano the whole day. You have to love him, what can you do? So that's what he's saying here. That's an instinct that everybody has. Do you know what Tzoros' child's going to give you? Do you know what this child's going to do? Mikol Mokom Oivosom, he loves him. Mikol Avazuhu Vahagoshes Hahizchayvah Sharamagish Klapet Tzeitzov. That comes from the obligation. A person feels obligated to his children. He feels he has to do what's best for them, and it's unconditional. For this child, give up your life. Give up your life. And it happened. You didn't give up the life for the children. In this Nakuda, what we just discussed now, that's what Avram Avinu, that's where he found that enormous Chiddush, that he came to that conclusion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol meyanyen shenischayev letet lo lelo tenai kifir shechom neberes advarim liyo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in us obligating ourselves to give to him unconditionally. Kiviyachol, whatever, to see what they mean. Sorry? Where? In the paragraph before. Oh yeah, I left out the last paragraph. Sorry. Okay. Good. They're all important. I left it out. I'm sorry. That's why I didn't want to see it. Zu gama metzias amitis shiyesh lashtis oisel piashkofes the Torah biyachas shebein ish lishto. Oh. In marriage, as I mentioned last time, we have a whole sefer here on marriage. But in marriage, that's one of the most important, not the most, the most important aspect that has to be injected into the relationship between a husband and a wife. Hey, mischayvin la'anik eched l'sheni l'lo shum t'nai. What is marriage? Is I take upon myself to give to you unconditionally, and the other person does the same. You have a very happy marriage. Desle in the Kuntras of Chesed, which you mentioned there many times, I spoke about that today as well. He has a chapter there on marriage, and he says there the minute the couple, or all they want to do is give to each other and make the other one happy, you have a happy marriage. The minute the one starts wanting something from the other one, that's when all the troubles start. How you would teach that to anybody under the age of 20 today, I don't know. You don't got the courage to even mention it in public. I don't know how you would do that, but. That's unfortunately where the generation's falling apart. It's on this Nakuda. Yeah, but he's been around us for a long time, so this is Washington.
Cumulative hours.
No, he knows. I'm talking about out there. The guy that learned here many years ago, he's an associate professor at Harvard. South African family, David Rosmarin, Jacobson's cousin. He's a professor of psychology, whatever. So he runs many, many institutions all over New York called the Center for Anxiety. This was many years ago when he was becoming a Baal Teshuva, and he was learning. He understood there's a deep connection between Betochen and anxiety, which is what the whole of the Shara Betochen is based on. Is that the Iker Toelis of Betochen is Yeshua Das and Menuchas HaNefesh. Anyway, so he sends out a monthly email like on the news of what he's up to and what his things are. So the end of the year summary, I just got it yesterday, says there that the official statistics, and he said they're very misleading because most people haven't been diagnosed yet, but there's at least 15% of Americans that constantly feel feelings of anxiety and depression. 15%. And he said that's a very misleading statistic because those are official diagnostics. that have been done. There are a whole bunch of people that just, you know, they're a local doctor and they get a script and they buy their Prozac and they go for whatever. It could be the statistics over 50% of Americans feel anxious and depressed. Why? They have everything. Everything they always thought, if I had this, they would have it, they would be fine. Why are they so miserable? And it's clear that the cure for all of this is get them out there giving. Besides other work, I'm not saying not, but the key that changes, okay, is when they start actually giving and helping other people. That's when it goes away. It could be why in the Frum community you have less depression and anxiety than you do everywhere else. Because the statistics of how many Frum Jews volunteer in this country compared to non-Frum Jews is quite ridiculous. Statistics are quite ridiculous. Emmanuel Feldman brings them down in one of his books. I saw the official department statistics figures on how many people mitnadev in this country from as opposed to non-Frum. So you understand that they're anxiety ridden and depressed, and we're not because you're out there giving, so you lead a healthier life. That, by the way, the safer, we did it here. We've learned the safer on marriage. Anybody who wants to remember it, is the whole basis we spoke about there. Whole chapters on what it means to give unconditionally and love unconditionally. To be besimcha unconditionally also is an outcropping of this. Is the bechira to be besimcha, not dependent on anything that's going on outside of you. That's quite a darga. Okay. So in this nekud of unconditional giving, that's what Avraham Avinu is machadish. Because a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants, so to speak, that Hashem is giving to us unconditionally, that's poshut. To be Avraham Avinu to work that out. Hashem gives to us unconditionally. It has to be that way because there can't be a condition. There can't be a condition. He's infinite. He only did this for us. So everything he does for us is based on what's best for us. So he's giving and his love, and even his din is rooted in Rachamim. Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rochum. What's that doing there? What's Emes doing in there? Emes is Din. We have a whole list of Rachamim, Rachamim, Rachamim. We told in the middle of all that there's Din. Emes is Din. You know, you walk outside with a pin in your thing, you get zapped by lightning. You're finished, you're dead. What's going on here? You know, Rachamim, Rachamim, in the middle of there's Din. So that's poshut. Even the Emes, the Din is rooted in Rachamim. When you get a patch, that's all Rachamim. There's nothing that's not Rachamim but what Hashem does. Even what we see as being Din is also Rachamim. So that Hashem gives us unconditionally is poshut. His love for us is infinite and therefore he gives to us unconditionally. It's not tolu on your behavior. This schaver oinesh, that's not the ultimate reward. It's not based on schaver oinesh. The Kodesh Salavavah says clearly, the schaver oinesh and you'll get what you deserve and then you're going to get much, much more than you deserve. That's the nature of Hashem. You have a kasha, what happened to bread of shame? So, you showed him already the chrein was that kasha and chrein of others. If you're getting all this extra schar that you don't deserve, what did you create the world for in the first place? The reason you created the world was because you have to earn the reward, otherwise you're getting charity that's not so good. So he gives you what you deserve, and then he gives you much, much more than you deserve. So why aren't you going to be embarrassed now? Kasha on the chrein of others, deal with it. But the chiddush of Avraham Avinu is that you can give kviyochol to Hashem unconditionally. What does that mean? Ritzon shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu heitiv lanu. Hashem wants to do good. He wants to give us benefit. U'megiven shetachlis ha'toyv hi dveikus bo yisbarach. What is the ultimate good we can get? No? What did we say 1,000 times? If Hashem wants to give you the best good he can give you, what does he give you? Himself. Oh? U'megiven shetov ha'gemuri ha'tov ha'shein imo boishas ponim. The ultimate good that I can give you has to be done in such a way there's no embarrassment. When you do chesed, when you give a person stocker, do it in such a way that he doesn't feel embarrassed, make him feel like he earned it. Let's say you have to give stocker, make the guy feel like he earned it. Otherwise, you're creating this boishes upon him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a system in which he, so to speak, he makes himself dependent on us. If you think this is heresy, open up Chazal tell us, Yisrael mefarnosim la'avinu la'avim shebashamayim. You know where Hashem gets panosa from? From us. We give Hashem panosa. That's what Chazal says. What does that mean? Vayinu shenitan lo kivyochol mashu tzarich mitanu. What does Hashem need from us? Hashem doesn't need anything, but needs one thing from us. What is it? Sorry? Now, that's true as well, but Mori, what Avraham Avinu was Machadish. Adam Arishim already was Machadish, you have to ask and you don't get. The Rashi there that says it didn't rain until he asked. Good. Yeah. Avraham Avinu was Machadish something else.
Yeah, Korah, Melech Malchah Amloch.
No. What does Hashem need from us? He needs us to choose to do what he wants so that he can give us the reward. Because if you don't do what he wants, he won't give you the reward, because otherwise you're back to bread of shame. I'm not going to give this to you if you don't earn it. Why not? Because if I give it to you and you didn't earn it, it's not what I want to give you. I want to give you the best. And if I give it to you without you having earned it, it's not the best, because it's got in it this embarrassment aspect, this bread of shame aspect. Therefore, I want you to earn it. So if you don't earn it, I can't give it to you. And I want to give. So therefore, what you can give Hashem is the ability to let him give to you. That's all we've been learning for the last time. We started this about 6 months ago. Asking something else. I'm not talking about asking. This has got nothing to do with asking. Asking. Sorry, there's nothing to do with that. You're right. You're 100% right. If you don't ask, you're not going to get it. We're talking about the ultimate reward in Olam Habaya. You don't have to ask for it. You have to earn it. You choose to do the mitzvah. Now Hashem can give you the reward. Where did he give you the reward? In the next world. What is that reward? A relationship with him. You earned it, yeah? Because you had a nisoyin, you had a bechira decision, the Yetzer said no, you fought, you battled, you won. Now you get the reward. You didn't ask for it. You gave Hashem the opportunity to give to you by doing the mitzvah. Good question. I don't want to get into this. I don't want to get into that. Excellent question. It's a big discussion. You see, that's the lotion that we use all the time. Nachas ruach lebayim lekayim. Yeah.
Like a father when he sees
his
child.
You get nachas. You get nachas. Yeah. Somehow we give Hashem nachas. I don't want to go into that because it's very complicated and it's bordering on heresy. So you have to be very careful. But we see that that's the lotion that gets used out there. In the Siddur, in many places, the concept of giving Hashem nachas. Yeah, but it's complex. I don't want to go into it now. But you're right. No, it's a good question. It's just out of the scope of this discussion. Chazal b'tzuzay b'mel Yisrael mefanesim levin shemayim v'ayinu shenitain loy kibi yochol mashu tzarech mitanu v'az hu yeitiv lanu keneged zeh atovas nitzkis. Against what we did for him, in other words, we did the mitzvahs, he now rewards us with an eternal reward. V'nizke lis'anig al Hashem v'lahanu yismiziv shchinosei. In the Loshon of the Mesillas Yesharim, you can be Misa'aneg al Hashem, v'lahayim es miziv shchinosoi. Take pleasure from Hashem and benefit from the radiance of his shchina, whatever it is. Shezu tachlis kol ha'dinim shalom. That's the purpose of all pleasure in the world. Zu mareches niflo v'atzuma shakolish boruch hu borev rachomov v'chasadov yotze kadei shenuchel l'idabek bo l'kabul v'ene es tisatoibo. That's the system that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. That's the secret of the Bria. That's why we're here. Is in order to be able to earn the good that Hashem wants to give us. He could have given it to us for nothing, but then it wouldn't be the ultimate good. Why not? It's another question. Why didn't Hashem, I'm not going to this, I'm not going to pose the question, you can think about it, we'll discuss it another time. Why didn't Hashem just create a world where there's no bread of shame? Just create a world where I will get for nothing and I won't feel shame. There's a whole generation of people out there today that don't have a problem taking for nothing and not feeling embarrassed. So you see, you can do it, Hashem, so why don't you just do that? Why don't you create a bunch of narcissistic people who just, you know, don't feel that when they get anything for nothing, that it's lo magia lehem. I'm magia everything. I deserve everything, so when I get it for nothing, I don't feel bread of shame. I hate that word. Why Hashem didn't do that is an interesting discussion, but not for now. Think about it and discuss it. Okay, that basically what we just said now is the Ramchal that we've been discussing and we've learned from day one. That was what the whole basis of the Sefer is built on. And that's what Avraham Avinu discovered. That I can do something for Hashem. Hashem turns to every individual Jew in that Chedi Yichud that we spoke about. Bnei Yakiri, my beautiful son, my only son. Familiar, those words? V'ahavtes Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol modecha.
אני מבקש ממך, I'm asking you please nicely, שתהיה נאמן ומוסר לי בכל תנאי. I want you to be faithful to me and given over to me under all conditions. בשני יצירך, with both your יצרים, אפילו לא יתלס נפשך, even if I take your life from you. וכן בכל מידה ומידה שאני מועדת לך, בכל מועדך, with every measure that I measure you, with every test that I test you, תמיד בכל מצב תהיה מוכן לשמור למענו על התורה והמצוות. I want you to be ready to do your best at all times to keep my Torah no matter what I do to you. ובזכות זה יש נשאר תמיד קשורים יחד. And as a result of that, you and I will be completely bound together. Forever. That's all he's asking from us. Nothing much. You know, just do whatever I tell you no matter what I do. You know, Auschwitz, Inquisitions, you know, etc., etc., etc. You just hang in there and do what I tell you to do. Carry on loving me unconditionally. Fine? What's the problem? Hez bezeh einu nitpas b'seichel enoishi klal v'klal. This idea that we've been saying, how many times have we said it, I don't know. But in Avraham Avinu's time, they wouldn't accept this. This is what Avraham Avinu was fighting. That's why Nimrod didn't go up to Shem Va'eva's mountain retreat and destroy his yeshiva. Lo echpat lo. Didn't bother him. You want to go sit in the mountains and be frum, do that. Don't come down here and tell me what to do with my life. Don't come hack me with your stories about loving Hashem and giving Hashem. Noach held it was osa, by the way. You saw earlier. Noach Tzadik held that what Avraham Avinu was teaching was osa, heresy. That's why he never did it. Hashem's Hashem, and you're a little nothing, and you just do what you're told, like a good boy. Be like me, be a Tzadik. Stop trying to be a chosid. Avraham Avinu was a chosid. Noach was a Tzadik. Tzadik is someone who's done what he's told. Shulchan Aruch defines a Tzadik as someone who does everything he has to do. That's a Tzadik. Chosid is somebody who already starts becoming a businessman. He starts looking for the profits in his business. Goes beyond. But they couldn't grasp it. To do this, a person needs imuna. Person has to have a deep imuna that this is really what's going on. Avraham Avinu's generation thought you're talking absolute nonsense. Shtus behevel. You're going to give Hashem something. And invite the chutzpah to say that Hashem needs you to give to him without conditions. Wait, you never torn. I have to love him. How do you love Hashem? Therefore, they couldn't accept it. And on that Nakuda, Avraham Avinu stood on one side, and everyone stood on the other side, and Avraham Avinu fought against the entire world. Avraham, the one who loved me. Well, Avraham, the one who loved me. Everyone loves Hashem. No, Avraham was the first one that was Magadha, this kid. Noach never loved Hashem. He did what he was told, like a good boy. At Mitzvah's Nefesh. He gave up his life for Hashem. He was prepared to. But the relationship that Avraham Avinu wanted to develop with Hashem, Noach couldn't. And therefore Avraham really became a Ged. He was a Ged Tzedek. He was Magaya. Yeah. He believed in Hashem. And he listened to Hashem. And he was a Tzedek. He couldn't understand this Nakuda. We don't understand this Nakuda. You can give something to Hashem. If you think I can give something to Hashem, it's not a problem for you. You haven't thought about who Hashem is and who you are. Because when you're in the army and you've got a big general and he sends you go up there, capture that hill. You know what's on that hill? 5,000 ninja guerrillas with machine guns. You go there and you take off that hill. You know you're going to get killed. Why do you do it? Because you do it. There were many Japanese kamikaze guys that gave their lives for their country. It had nothing to do with a love relationship. It's you're an obedient servant to do what you're told to do. So Hashem came to Noach Tzadik and told him what to do, waiting and hoping that Noach would wake up and realize what I really want from you is for you to realize who you really are. That you and I are min b'min and we can have this tight love relationship. We can give to each other unconditionally. Noach said, I can't give anything. Hashem, he has everything. This Nakuri he couldn't understand, and therefore he never Magaya. And that's why he stayed. Noach, go. You don't have a Shabbos to save Noah. And even after all of that, Avraham Avinu still sent his kids to go learn Hashem Va'eva. And Shem Va'eva didn't get this either. Pella Otsu. You spent how many years with the Yaakov Avinu in Yoshiva and you never got the message? You didn't Magayan? Echel Choliot. They didn't get it. It's hard for us to understand what the Nisoyin was because we're after the fact. We already have the genetic revolution that took place inside of us physically and spiritually that Avram inherited to us. But before you had that, you walk into this world where everything's against you. Avram Avinu had to... He created such a revolution that he created a whole new people. He didn't just upgrade Noah. He didn't become a better Noah. He wiped out Noah completely and started a whole new thing called us, the Jewish people.
Where was Adam Arishon holding in this?
Adam Arishon was the one, we said that in the beginning, Adam Arishon was the one that was supposed to do this. And he was the one that was most masugal to do it. He had every opportunity to do it, and he blew it. Whatever the chet of Adam Arishon was there, but on his dagger, he blew it. And it took 20 generations for the next person to come along and understand this mission. That was Adam Arishon's mission. It was to just do what Hashem said, unconditionally, love Hashem, just go out there and build this keshet. And he decided to go his own way. Whatever, yeah, we don't understand what he did, but... Let's finish this chapter. Name of a pick, I was Perek Alech Mishnah base. Al Shleisha Dvarim Oilem, I met Al Avoid Elis Chesodim. The world stands on three matters, Dvarim, Torah, Avoid, which is Tfila, the Milis Chesodim. Oilama shall call you the Oimed Al Gilad Yisodis Eilu. Every Jew's world stands on these foundations. Veim Mechuvonim Kenegar Avram Yitzhak V'Yakov. And they're aligned, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Avram, you Amad Chesed. Avram is the pillar of Chesed. Yitzhak, Amad Avoida. Yaakov, Vina, Amad Torah. I don't think this is a Chiddush, everybody knows this. Shlosh Yisraelis, Eidu, Megilin, Gamli, Yisrael, Arise of a Kodoruch. These three Yisraelis are also the famous memory that Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Torah are one thing. Avram Avinu Keneged Yisrael, Yitzhak Keneged Kutcha Brichu, Yitzhak is aligned with Hashem. Ku bechinas ha'avoida. Yaakov keneged ha'Torah. What does this mean? Kamo Yisrael en keneged Avram Avinu. Ki Avram Avinu hu arishon shebitchila kedushas Yisrael. Klal Yisrael starts with Avram Avinu because that's where kedushas Yisrael meaning where the separation of Klal Yisrael from the nations of the world for the unique task of being Yisrael, where that started. From there we stopped being Bnei Noach. Physically we descended from Noach, but we stopped being Bnei Noach. We have nothing to do with Bnei Noach. Even physically, we don't have anything to do with Noach anymore. Who are Rishon Shegile Ezraimimus Kedushas Yisrael? He was the first one that understood and recognized the enormous elevation of what's called Kedushas Yisrael. Rishon Shavin Ativ Ma'akorosh Bochu Chofitz Lehasig Miabria Shebaro. He understood what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to attain and achieve from this Bria. My techlosa shel Bria, what is the purpose of creation? Ushaika mechuvan bo Yisrael over Hashem, and that the whole Bria was all created because of Yisrael over Hashem. Who are rishon shegile es haimuna bekedushas Yisrael, ulechenu keneged Yisrael. Keshem yuchad ze sheben Avram Avinu lam Yisrael yisbal an bachover. This unique relationship between Avram Avinu and Klal Yisrael is going to be the subject of the next chapter, which I think is the last chapter in this Sefer. And it's called Nisayin Emunah B'Dor Acharon. We're in the Dor Acharon, if you had a notice. If you want to speak to me afterwards, I'll explain to you why I think that we're in the Dor Acharon. And we have unique Nisayinus in this door that never were before. We need to know what they are in order to know how to deal with them. And the Rebbe for this Tekuf that we're in is Avram Avinu. And yeah, we'll mamash tie together everything we've been learning up to now. So it's a good time to stop coming, actually. We'll discuss Ikfis the Mashiach. Yeah, okay. Hopefully we'll be finished before Purim. Yesterday was very kind of good place, very kind of good.